Good morning. This is Robert Farrington from De Anza College, listening to the Hopkins Middle School, Junior High School Concert Band here at Milpitas High School for the Music in the Parks Festival. I always enjoy hearing the Hopkins groups because they're always so well prepared and play so well. So we usually don't make comments on the warm-up tunes, so we'll just kind of listen, and you can hear yourselves a little bit on this recording. And then we'll start in on tomorrow's yesterdays. Okay, so really, what a fantastic instrumentation you got here with all these baboons and euphoniums and tubas and stuff. This is fantastic, so great. Bring out the bell part just a little part more, even though it's piano. Flutes keep rolled out to keep the pitch up. Yeah, it's okay, trumpets, to bring out that half step E against the F. Even though it's piano, don't be afraid of that. And then watch the low D trumpets. It wants to be sharp, so you can throw out your tuning slide a little bit to bring it down. Keep your throats open, brass. Like you're yawning. Don't let it tighten up like Kermit the Frog. Good saxes and horns on the counter line there. We can make more of that crescendo to the forte because you guys nice job playing mezzo piano and then mezzo forte, so faster, colder air to get to the forte on that crescendo in 14. Yeah, you can actually separate that a little bit more. Think low brass and low reeds. Think tum, 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 ta. You know, to get just, it's length with separation. So, it's kind of in between staccato and legato. Okay, pretty good pitch for this age level. Yeah, nice moving line. Yeah, good crescendo. really fast or colder air for a forte. Good. Breathe together. Seems like, and there's some squeaks here from the clarinet, so that usually comes from pinching or getting your tongue accidentally on the reed. Once you tongue it, it stays too close to the reed, so the reed just jumps to the higher harmonic. So, and air support, too, will also cause that squeak in the clarinet's lack of support. But what I was getting at is try to breathe in two bar phrases there, winds. Woodwinds, especially at 45, 46, they breathe after 46. But I heard some people hanging over in the flutes, oboes. So plan on where you're going to breathe and then do it as an ensemble. I mean, I know there's a moving line there in the clarinets and saxes and horns, but I kind of heard da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. You know, we don't need that. So ba-ba-ba, ba-dee-da, breathe. Ba-ba-bum, ba-dee-da, then breathe, okay? And pretty good intonation there at the end. All right. Nicely done. One suggestion for the trumpets is take that melodic line in bars 3 and 4 and 5. Well, 3 and 4 for now. And just take that F to the C and practice slurring back and forth. You know, first vowel to open vowel, but ta ha 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 ha. And then 1 and 2 A to 1 and 3 D in bar 4, slurring the D ha he ha he ha. So your chops really know where to go and you keep your throat open. Like you're yawning, so that you play smoother, and it'll also have better tone quality and in tune, keeping throat open. Okay, so now I got to jump ahead, got behind here. So flu's right there. Don't overblow on the higher in the third octave. Okay, so we're in octaves with the oboes at bar 16. Don't overblow for the third octave. Move the lips forward to change the angle of the air. So ta-hoo-ah-hoo, forward with the lips, but don't blow harder. That's when you run into trouble. Okay. Okay, good transition to the allegro. Yeah. So on that, keep the pitch as you do that crescendo. So I was thinking, yeah, the forte piano, you gotta, at 30, you gotta hit it, come down, and then push all your air, but keep your chops set at the corners of your mouth so the pitch doesn't spread. So again, flutes, part of the problem, flutes, there's just so many of you, that it's hard to really get a pitch center. But usually with young players, you roll in a lot because it's easier to get the sound out, but then it's flat and dead, so you gotta keep rolled out. It gives you a chance to roll in a little bit when you are in the third octave, and unfortunately blowing sharp, you have a chance to roll in and bring it down. Percussionists are doing a nice job, although I think I can hear more from the mallets in the percussion sound. And watch bass drum, where you're striking the bass drum. Don't do it in the middle of the head, but about a third of the way from the rim, and use your other offhand to deaden the the other head of the bass drum. Yeah, so stop it with your air, not your tongue. Plus da da ta da ta ta da ta, but ta ta with your air. There at the multi-round tone around 81. And he has pitched their trumpets. And I gotta hear a better ta 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 ta. It kind of came out tha 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 tha. So you don't want tha in any of the instruments. Tha means you're like with flutes, your tongue is between your teeth, and you don't want that. Another thing is for the brass and flutes, you want the tongue behind your teeth, ta 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 ta, or for the flutes, ta 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 ta, and then for the clarinets and saxes, oboes, bassoons, all the other woodwinds, ta 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 ta, tip of the tongue, tip of the reed, to get a cleaner ta ta ta. Ta-ta-ta-ta, there at the end. The other thing, too, is trumpets. Watch the pitch there from the high F, which wants to be flat at 83, and then coming down to the C to the F. So actually go backwards. Take the low, actually take your low C in 86 and practice slurring to the F in 85. Go backwards, slurring up to the C in 84 and up to the F in 84 and 83, kind of go backwards and die. So that's how you really get the lift flexibility to be accurate with good tone and good intonation on the brass. But anyway, really a nice job overall by both conductors, and what a fantastic program with this wonderful instrumentation. So congratulations on a great job, and keep doing what you're doing, because it's if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You guys are doing great, and students did a great job. So hope these comments are helpful, and thank you for playing today.